With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The remains of a U.S. airman from Rhinelander killed during World War II were identified and accounted for, allowing the family of John Genzel to plan for burying him in his hometown. Dick and Bruce Genzel are two of John's nephews. They have been pivotal in the effort to bring John's remains back to Rhinelander.
John will be cremated and buried. His urn will be at the foot of his mother and father at the Forest Home Cemetery. His parents never knew what happened to him, where he was.
In 1942, John was captured on April 9th and held as a prisoner of war by Japan until 1944. During that time, the Japanese were transporting POWs via ship when U.S. aircraft attacked and sunk the ship.
Jackie was able to swim to shore. That's when they went on the Bataan Death March to another area where they were put on another ship.
The Japanese wanted to use them as slave labor in making war materials and stuff like that.
He and hundreds of others were packed into another ship, which was mistakenly sunk by U.S. forces as well. The Japanese reported that John had died on January 9, 1945. A search team from the American Graves Registration Command recovered 311 bodies. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency was able to identify him 80 years later with a DNA sample from Dick Genzel.
I couldn't believe that they had done that and gone that far, and with a DNA sample could figure out who it was.
John's remains are currently in Missouri, but will likely be flown into Milwaukee for transportation to Rhinelander. A full military funeral will be held at Rhinelander High School, followed by a burial service at Forest Home Cemetery. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Energy company Enbridge started work on rerouting an aging oil pipeline around a tribal reservation in northern Wisconsin after 7 years of legal wrangling, moving ahead despite two new lawsuits that could still delay the project indefinitely. About 12 miles of Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline runs across the Bad River Band of Lake Superior's reservation. The tribe sued Enbridge in 2019 to force the company to remove the section from its land. The Bad River and conservation groups want the line completely shut down and have kept the reroute project tied up with legal challenges. An administrative law judge upheld Enbridge's state wetlands permit February 13th, removing the project's last legal hurdle and clearing the way for construction. Enbridge spokesperson Julie Kallner said crews started clearing trees in the new segment's right-of-way Tuesday. The Bad River and a coalition of environmental groups filed separate actions in Iron County Circuit Court this month, seeking an immediate stay of the wetlands permit, arguing that regulators underestimated the damage the reroute construction will cause. The judges in both cases have yet to rule. A hearing has been scheduled in the Bad River's case for Thursday. One person died in what the Oneida County Sheriff's Office is calling a tragic accident on the Willow Flowage. Around 12:30 Tuesday afternoon, the Sheriff's Office got a call of a 73-year-old man who had been run over by a vehicle. It happened on the ice of the Willow Flowage in the town of Little Rice. The Sheriff's Office says the vehicle had gotten stuck on the ice during the heavy snow and whiteout conditions Tuesday. Randall Bernot of Hazelhurst had gotten onto the bumper to try to give the vehicle more traction. At some point, he fell off and was run over by the truck as it was backing up. Bernal died from his injuries despite life-saving efforts that were made. United Airlines will be returning to the Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport this summer with flights to Chicago. The airport announced the flight schedule Wednesday. The flights between Rhinelander and Chicago O'Hare International Airport begin May 22nd. The seasonal United flights returned to Rhinelander last summer after a nearly four-year hiatus. The daily flights to and from Chicago will run through September 13th. Delta still runs two flights a day between Rhinelander and Minneapolis. The search for the next chancellor at UW-Stevens Point is over. Mike Leishner reports.
Dr. Robert Brinkman will take the leadership role this summer after finishing the current academic year as the dean for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. The announcement came on Wednesday with members of the region's search committee praising Brinkman's background in natural sciences and his student-centered philosophies. He was one of three finalists to interview for the job last week.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Many people are looking for ways to reduce their exposure to microplastics, which are now turning up in people's brain tissue, blood, and even the placenta. Suzanne Potter has some expert tips.
Everyday items can contain bisphenols like BPA, which are endocrine disruptors. Phthalates are added to other plastics to make them flexible and durable, but are associated with insulin resistance, high blood pressure, and reproductive issues. Kevin Loria with Consumer Reports says one way to reduce the plastics you ingest is to limit the foods you store in plastic.
Especially fatty foods or acidic foods leach chemicals from plastic. And so you can avoid putting your food into a plastic Tupperware or plastic bag, and you can use foil or glass containers. That's a good way to go.
He adds that heating causes plastic to degrade. I'm Suzanne Potter.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.